I was asking permission from the supervisor, Rabbi Naftali. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot is saying that there are 48 things that the ability to buy the Torah Kedoshah depends in those. One of them is the one that knows his own place. Always, all of the years, we were accepting, defining that issue of knowing his own place, that he's going to know his reality, his physical reality. His limits, the one that gives the wisdom to the man. He let me understand that this is what it's, that this is not the right way to understand knowing his own place. Know his own place, it means that he knows first of all who really he is, that his being, it's his soul. And from the side of his soul, everyone wants to serve Hashem like that Hashem wants, in a perfect way. A certain Jew asked me, what? Am I want Hashem in a perfect way? So I'm telling him and I'm telling everyone, sit, think alone with yourself. In the time that you're not in no test, no difficulty, get loose from all of your thoughts. Take yourself one step back from all of your reality. Don't remember your past. Just think, I'm standing now in front of Hashem. Don't think on your past, on your condition that you're in now. Just think, now I'm alone standing in front of Hashem. And I'm asking myself, everyone should think like that. Would I want to be glued to Hashem Yitbarach all of the time? Would I want to be humble like Moshe? Would I want to be holy like Yosef HaTzadik? Do I want to do something bad in the world? No, Chas V'Shalom. Do I want to make someone sorry? No, I don't want that. I would want to be a good man, makes everyone happy, supporting everyone, love everyone, helping everyone. I would want to be a Talmid Chacham, to learn Torah of Hashem. This is the truth. This is the will of the soul of every Jew. So now, it's part, first part that a man needs to know himself, that he's going to know who is it, that his soul, this is what he wants. Who am I? This is their soul. Now I need to know what are my abilities, what's my abilities. What can I do? Can I be a learner now? not to move from the books, can I really fix bad attribute of envy, jealousy? Can I fix anger? Let's see where I'm holding in that, in the reality. To observe on those two things together, it means that you know your place. If you're saying, I don't want to be angry never in my life, I want to have patience in the most perfect way, this is the will. What's my reality? Everyone according to his place. My abilities, I can fix it immediately. I cannot fix it immediately. This is what it means that a man knows his own place. That first of all he sees his will. That this is actually what that I said a few times in the last period of time. That this is what it means that the man believes in himself. That the man believes in his own will, it means that he believes in himself. And this is what it calls also that the man is judging himself to kaf zchut, looking the good point of himself, that in everything there is that good point, the point of the will. In everything, what I would want to achieve. Always you have a good will in everything and thing. And the Creator, He knows, He really knows us very good. He knows us, He knows what we need. He knows also what we are able to achieve. This is why He's judging us according to our will. Because the will is in our hands to change immediately. I was angry, but I don't want to do that anymore. I was lazy, but really I want to learn Torah like I should. The will is something that you can change on the spot. The will is in the hand of the man immediately. But the actions, the reality, it's not in the hands of the man immediately to change. Everything takes the time. According to that process, there is things that are going to take 1 year, few things that are going to take 5 years. According to your effort, how much power you're going to put. When a man, he doesn't know that truth, so he's blaming himself always. All of the time blaming himself, that he is guilty, that he is responsible and everything, and breaking himself, chasing after himself. But when a man knows that truth, he judges himself in a positive way. Also, the same is like Rabbeinu is writing, don't judge your friend until you're going to reach his place. And he's connecting it to what it's written, to judge every man in a positive way. It's the same. Look at your friend. It's true that he wasn't behaved right. But really, what he would want to do, what really his will is, this is the main part of him. Like that my main part is the will, so also for everyone else, the main part of them is their will. We need to understand it again. It's true that I cannot fix things immediately, my actions, but you can fix. It means that if you believe in your will, that this is your will, that it's all good, you're doing the right ishtadlut, putting the right effort, you're gonna change. Not immediately, like we said. There are things that it takes long periods of time until you're going to change them. And not immediately. Someone asked me, we see in the on the story of the brothers of Yosef that they were blaming themselves. They said, we're guilty. We're saying in the confessions, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, we're guilty, we betrayed. So why are we saying not to blame yourself? The difference here is that when a man is suffering, he has to say, I'm guilty. Have to. Because if not, so it's like that Hashem makes you suffer with no reason. For free. Just Hashem. He sends suffering for people. With no, just because he wanted. With no reason. Just because that people are going to suffer, chas v'shalom. So if a man sees that he's got suffering, he needs to say, I'm guilty. I deserve those. The suffering came to me because I deserve them. What is my crime? What have I done? Look, like that we wrote, you should look what Hashem wants from you. And also, for sure, that when a man is looking, he always remembers his will. Because I'm guilty that I wasn't praying enough, that I didn't want it enough. And the main thing is that I wasn't remembering my will. What I said is not when a man is suffering, is when a man is just walking with that attitude of blaming himself and all of the time chasing after himself that he wasn't praying with the right intentions and things weren't going like he wanted. So to blame yourself, it's like to blame yourself on something not right. Like if a man going to come to enter into a gym, try to lift weights, and you're going to see that the coach over there, the guide, is lifting 1,000 kilograms. And you're going to try and you cannot even move that weight. So you're going to say, whoa, I'm so stupid, I'm guilty that I'm not able to lift that weight, I'm not successful, he's better than me, I'm not worthy. Everyone going to look at that man and going to say, you're blaming yourself on something that you're not able to achieve. You want to lift 1,000 kilo? You have a good will, all right. You want, it's good, but you're not able to. If really you want, and you're not going to leave the will, and you're going to keep on doing, learn what you need to learn, practice on what you need to practice. We were talking about lifting weights, so you need to eat, to have a certain diet. It's just a tale. And you're going to start. So don't drop the will. First of all, don't drop the will. Be strong, wanting. In the end, you're going to achieve it, to lift 1,000 kilograms. So the same, a man is blaming himself that he's not praying with the right intention, that he's not guarding his eyes. It's exactly the same to lie, to blame yourself that you're not lifting 1,000 kilograms. It's exactly the same, because now you learned that you should guard your eyes and you want it, this is it. Now you're going to be able to guard your eyes. I want to learn now. If you're going to that will, it means that physically you're going to be able to do that. You're not able to. This is what that you want, and this is what that you're capable, what you can. To change the will, you can change it immediately. for a good way. But the actions, it will not going to be immediately. Everything is an effort and a process and takes time. This is what I meant, that the man will not going to blame himself on things that he's not able to. No, he's blaming himself on things that he's not capable of achieving. And it looks funny, exactly. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that man that wasn't lifting 1,000 kilograms. Exactly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your abilities, what you're able to. For sure that you should want it, really. And I told you that few times, that to want, it's to pray. To learn that issue, that subject that you want to work, and to understand it, and then to pray on it, and to keep on wanting it. It's obvious. But why are you blaming yourself? You cannot change it immediately. The will, immediately you can change. This is why the trial and the punishment is only on the will. But the actions, you cannot fix them immediately. Just only if you're going to work the right effort, in the right direction. That a man going to be able to keep the sixth Torah of Likutei Moharan, that Rabbeinu is saying that the main tshuva is that the man going to hear the insultings and going to be quiet, he have to know himself. The one that doesn't know himself, he cannot keep that Torah at all. He cannot. He cannot keep it. Why? Because let's give an example, just a tale, that my wife now, she is insulting me. Let's say, if I remember what I want, that the main thing is the will, so I'm listening to everything that she's telling me, and I agree that with her on everything that I wasn't fixing, but in the same time I think and remember what I really want, so I can hear those insultings and not to fall to no sadness, because I'm also listening and I have the mental power to listen. You are right in what that you told me here, and everything inside of his thoughts, but I don't want it, I want to fix it, so he's not falling. And exactly the same when the Yetzer is insulting the man, and we said that this is the main disgrace of the man, that the Yetzer, those thoughts, are saying to the man, chasing after himself all of the time, blaming him from inside. Those thoughts are insulting. So when the man remembers, who am I? I want Hashem. So then really, he will agree, I haven't fixed that, you're right, Yetzara. But I want to fix. This is, I'm not right in that, you're right, Yetzara. But I want to do tshuva on that. And then he can hear the insultings and to be quiet. What it means, it don't be shtok, to be quiet? To be quiet in his mouth and also in his heart, not to fall to sadness, that he's going to accept it with truth, with love. And to do that, you cannot do that, to achieve, to accept the insultings, if he's not remember who he really is inside, and really what he really wants, that it's Hashem. If not, he cannot. He will immediately going to start fall into sadness, depression, chase himself even more, and he will not going to confess and do tshuva, because he's going to do the worst sin, that it's sadness and depression and chasing after himself. It's the worst sin of them all. He will not going to do tshuva. I told you that. That the faith in himself, it has to be the first thing. Before a man believes in Hashem Yitzbarach, before a man believes in the Torah, in righteous people, what it means? course you believe that there is a creator to the world, and that there is Torah, that there are righteous people. But where is the beginning of the effort that you can achieve faith, to have a complete faith in Hashem, complete faith in the Torah, only when you believe in yourself? That you believe that from the side of his own neshama, you just want Hashem. Now you can believe in Hashem in a right way, not in a way that Hashem is Chas Shalom. I'm not talking about Hashem now, I'm just saying like that Hashem hates him, Chas Shalom, Hashem doesn't love him, because like that he's blaming himself, so he's blaming Hashem also. But when he believes in himself, so he believes in Hashem. He's justifying judgments on him in all aspects, also when he's suffering, and also when it's not right, and also in every situation, he's justifying judgments on himself. Like that I told you before, that all of the Torah depends in that a man gonna know his own place, gonna know himself. A man cannot progress in learning Torah and to keep the rules of Torah if he doesn't know his own place. So he cannot, because he's always chasing after himself, blaming himself, depression, despair. He cannot. When he knows himself, that he knows, I want to learn and I'm learning and I want to keep it, I'm doing this and I want, then he can reach to believe in the Torah and to keep the rules of the Torah. Exactly the same on the righteous people also. It's the same. So actually, bottom line, the beginning of the effort is that you're going to work on yourself, to know yourself, to believe in yourself. And also, like we said just now, and then you're going to be able to judge even the most wicked man, the worst man in the world. Rabbeinu is saying you need to judge him in a positive way. You need to look for a point inside of him that in that point he's not evil, and to judge him to kaf zchut. It's very easy. On a Jew, it's very easy. A Jew, he's got a neshama, he's got a will that is all good. So why he's like that and he's not changing? Because that he cannot see that the main thing is his own will. It's true that his bad is very big, and his bad that is big also because that he born in a certain way, also because he grew up in a certain way. So it's covering the good point that he's got inside of him. It's covering that you will not gonna see it at all. This is why he's stuck in that place of being bad. But when we're going to have the merit to illuminate that point inside of him, by that he can achieve that wonderful thing, that good point of him going to overpower on all of his bad. And it's also in the Itbodadut, when a man is judging himself, that a man sees that he sinned. So he can say, look, what have I done? Confessing, first of all. I regret, first of all, Hashem, for sure I regret. Asking forgiveness, for sure. Now I need to fix it. How am I going to fix it? If I'm going to say, no, I was sinning, I was doing, start to blame yourself, you're not going to go out from it. First of all, you need to look on your own will. The fact is that I'm suffering because of that. It hurts me. Here I'm coming to confess. Means that I don't want that sin. Now, when you saw and recognized that you don't want that sin, you should ask yourself, can I go out from it? Am I able? Can I say I'm accepting on myself not to do it? Is it truth? Is it in my abilities? I'm going to say that I'm accepting on myself not to sin again. But will I keep those words? I will not. So you can what? You can pray. To pray, it means that you're doing what that you can do to go out from it, and not chasing after yourself. A man is doing tshuva really with truth, it knows that, it means that he knows his own place. It's very important for me to tell you that a man has to judge himself in a positive way, to believe that he just wants good. And even if he failed in a certain sin, he will confess, Ribbono shel Olam, I failed, but please let me believe that I really don't want to sin. Really, I don't want it. Let me understand what I should do. What can I do? For an example, if on a man a certain sadness is overpowering on him, falling on him, certain sadness, darkness, for sure every kind of suffering and sadness, it's a very hard suffering. For sure there is no suffering with no sin. This is the rule. There is no suffering with no sin. So you're saying, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't want the sadness, because it's a sin to be sad. But for sure there is something that I need to fix. First of all, I don't want the sadness. Then you have a power. Maybe I made something wrong, maybe I done something. Give me the wisdom, why I've been punished now. Look for it and you're going to find it. And then you have power. When a man is looking on his own will, he's got power. He's got power to do tshuva. Else, a man is falling immediately, he's not satisfied, he's sad, he's blaming himself even more and more, chasing after himself. And he's not able to do tshuva. It all starts with the faith in himself, faith in his own will, that he believes in his own will until heaven. Like that I told you, if a man believes in himself in one way, the Yetzirah is writing a letter of firing himself. I said that. The man doesn't understand what the Yetzirah is saying to him. The Yetzirah is saying, I cannot deal with him. I'm telling him, you sinned. He's saying, yes, you're right, I sinned, but I don't want it. I'm telling him, no, be sad. He's saying, no, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sad. I'm telling him, come, look, what are you doing? How much you look your reality? You're right, this is my reality. But it's not my will. Hashem is judging me according to my will. I want to change. I'm doing my job according to my speed, to my abilities. I'm doing 1 hour in Bodadut. Yeah, I'm learning my hours. I'm doing my effort. I can change myself in 1 second. Go look for other friends. I'm not your friends, because I also want, and also I'm doing, putting my effort. I'm learning, I'm praying, I'm doing 1 hour in Bodadut. What can I do? Yetzirah is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's blocked, his wisdom is, he's dumb, totally. Whatever I'm talking to him, he doesn't understand. Once I was pushing him to sadness and depression in one moment, and now he's not listening to me at all. You should know, this is the secret of free choice. This is the secret of free choice. Everyone that lives, that believes that, and lives through that light, and is succeeding to go like that, he's gonna achieve that he's gonna choose always right, in the right way, and he will achieve all of his tikkun, he will fix himself totally, and also physically he's gonna achieve all of the success. Someone is asking, what it means to pray with the right intention. Rabbeinu is saying to bond your thoughts to power of speech in a brave and strong connection. When a man is connecting his thoughts to his words in a brave and strong connection, this is what it means in power. Also, there is power that a man can pray in a loud voice when he is able to do that, when he can, when the halacha permits it.
Yeah. שעובד על ביתי שלום,
a man needs to know also when he's learning the book Briti Shalom that he wants to guard himself on Kedusha, to get rid of all lusts and desires. He should start like that. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach on everything that I should thank you, on the fact that I'm doing that half an hour. Thank you Hashem, I really want to go out from that lust. Really, I want. I'm first of all looking on my will. I don't want to defect my eyes. I want. First of all, look what I really want. Because what did I want? This is the goal. What I want and what I can, this is on that I'm going to pray for half an hour. Begging, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, cancel that lust for me. Let me be with my eyes closed, being glued to you. This is on that half an hour. But a man, first of all, he has to find even more time to pray on it, that he's going to start to believe and it's going to be clear for him. I want Hashem in a perfect way, but I cannot achieve it in one day. A man that wants to achieve it in one day, you should order a place in Chevra Kadisha. In one day to finish, to complete your tikkun. It's a tikkun. It's 120 years. I want. But now I'm doing my effort. Without falling. Cannot do more than he's able to do. He's doing 1 hour. Once in a while you're doing a little bit more. Wonderful. Keeping the hours of yeshiva, kollel, learning Torah. Whatever that you're doing, you're not going to be... instead of learning, we're not going to be instead of praying. You want to do 6 hours? Do it on top of the normal, regular Sidra Limud. First of all, learning and putting effort in Holy Torah. How are you going to complete your tikkun? You have to have Torah, you have to have tefillah, you have to have itbodedut. You're doing what that you're able to. You can do 1 hour, so you're doing 1 hour. You're able to do 1 hour and a half, do 1 hour and a half. Be realistic. I want, but I'm doing my effort according to my abilities. Hashem going to give me a long life. I'm going to fix another thing. I told you last week, the Yetzirah of the people that are doing it but the dude is that they're not doing half an hour on one issue. If you're not, you want to do 2 halves on 2 different things, do that. You have to know what's your abilities. And not just to take you, no, I want to do this, I want to do that, and to be like crazy. Keep the times of the yeshiva, pray. Also on that you need to pray that you're going to come in the right time and learn strong. The Torah is the strongest power to fix the Yetzirah. The strongest. A man that learns all day long, he's putting a lot of power in the limud. He's receiving huge power to fight against the Yetzirah. Someone asked, someone asked what's going on with the children. If the wife, she's rebuking in front of the children. Rav is saying, you think that it's bad for the children? It's not bad. It's good for the children to hear the wife rebukes the husband. If the husband is quiet and is not answering, so then they're learning midot. But then you need to uproot that midah from the beginning to check what brought her to that place that she's rebuking. But don't think that to answer back and to fight back, it will not going to bring you to know. This is what that brings the children to lack of education. You're not honoring me, you're not respecting me in front of the children. This is not uprooting the problem. To uproot the problem, it's something else. It's changing from a child to father, a wife. Who is the father? Who is the mother? Who is the child? What he said? What she answered? So you cannot answer now an answer. what that kid went through in his life. And then you can start to understand how to help him to uproot his traumas, how his problems. People are asking if to do tikkun shovavim. Tikkun shovav, every tikkun that people are doing is good, but you need to take something that's going to be organized. You cannot, every tikkun that a man is doing is good, but half an hour of British Shalom is higher than all of the tikkunim, 1,000,000%, because it's daily half an hour, shovavim it's once a year. And itbodedut is higher than everything else. Rabbeinu said itbodedut is a higher level than everything else. Ribbono Shel Olam, I remember my will. I'm getting stronger. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the powers. It gives him strength. Every tikkun is good. I'm not Chas Shalom saying not to do. Just not on the schedule, not on the regular Sidrei Limud of the Yeshiva. Not on. Can I say no on a tikkun something? Chas Shalom. There are huge things that Gdolei Olam established. We have Shovavim all year long. We're doing half an hour every day, all year long, praising Hashem. Because that the time is short. There is 1 hour on Am Yisrael, it was the dude. I told you that this is the highest thing from all of the Avodat Hashem, that a man, 1 hour, complete hour, begging and asking on Am Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam, we heard such a class today, mamash, canceling the free choice totally, that Am Yisrael, all of them gonna have the marriage to know how much they want Hashem. Have mercy on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poor Am Yisrael. They are in so many, such darkness, huge darkness. Have mercy on them, that they're going to know themselves, that they're going to hear, going to learn, going to get closer, that the distribution is going to grow. Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're going to have the merit. Pray on Am Yisrael, on their wisdom. We have a certain Jew, a friend of us that learned in the Yeshiva. That he and his wife and children are going through a very hard suffering. Shalom Filus, it's one of the Avrachim from the Yeshiva. It's not something that we can hide. We all need to pray on him for sure, that he's going to have a salvation. And also we should see, we're already helped and we're trying to help even more, and there are a few Avrachim that are volunteering and doing more and almost daily helping in the family, that the children, that will not Chas Shalom gonna let the wife and kids to fall. Amen. That Hashem gonna save him also. He's in prison now. We need to see now how we're gonna do to help them. The truth is that I told one of the Avrachim, and I actually need to hear from him, but everyone that can help in a certain way, it's good to help. Can help through Avram Saginer. What we learn now, to judge every person to a positive way. No one wants to come to those situations. A man is poor. All of the situations that people are in is because lack of knowledge. It's not Chas Shalom evilness. It's lack of wisdom. We know about Shalom Filus, that he was helping, and he was helping a lot, and he was doing a lot of things, but he mistaked. He made something wrong, and he mistaked. And every suffering, every lacking that a man have is lacking in wisdom. So he's got a lacking, but he wants, and he was doing a lot of good for the yeshiva. Bottom line, they need to pay rent and more and more. please, that everyone put your effort to help, to support a little bit. Hopefully that all of Am Yisrael is going to do a complete Shubha, amen.